Moncrief on News Talk.
Sponsored by Avant Card, making personal loans more personal.
Now, when 19-year-old Bobby Shaffron arrived at Sullivan Community College in New York State, people told him he looked exactly like a former student, Eddie Galland. But it was more than a chance resemblance. Eddie and Bobby were brothers, and shortly afterwards, another brother emerged, triplets, who would know nothing about each other. At the end of this month, a documentary about Eddie, Bobby and David will be released in Irish cinemas. It's called Three Identical Strangers, and we're joined by the editor of that film, Michael Hart. Michael, good afternoon.
Hey,
to you. Bobby was 19 when he arrived.
19 years old.
And did he know he had been adopted?
He knew he'd been adopted. He didn't know he had two other brothers.
Yeah.
He turned up in his first day in university. He didn't know anybody. He was nervous. It was his first day, but people seemed to know him, or they thought they knew who he was. They would come up to him. They would hug him. They would high five him. Even a girl came up and kissed him on the lips and said, welcome back. And eventually he got to the dorm that he was supposed to be staying in. Somebody knocked on the door and said, were you adopted? He said, yeah, I was adopted. He said, what's your date of birth? And he told him his date of birth. And he said, I think you have a twin. I think I know who he is. So they got in a car and they drove all night to a house in the middle of nowhere. And they knocked, Bobby got out, walked up a little path to the house and knocked on the door. And sure enough, lo and behold, somebody answered the door who was his identical brother. Mm-hmm. Not only that, they had the same hair, they had the same clothes, and so they did a little story for the local newspapers. I think it was the New York Post, and it was twins reunited after 19 years. How amazing! And that was that. And 2 days later, they got a phone call from somebody saying, "I'm reading the newspaper, and I'm looking at a picture of both of you, and I think I'm the third." Mm-hmm. And so that's basically the start of our documentary. You know, that's not necessarily what the whole... I don't want to give away...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the beginning, and our documentary is about what happens after that and also what happened before and why they...
When the three of them were reunited, even though they hadn't been together for very long at birth, they became minor celebrities for quite some time.
Yeah, they were on a Madonna film, Desperately Seeking Susan. They lived a party life in the 80s. They hung out at Studio 54, and they went to different clubs, and they fell in love with each other. Like, they became huge celebrities. I mean, the story is so phenomenal. The poster for the film says this is the most incredible, remarkable, unbelievable true story ever told. But it's kind of true. What happened was, what seemed to be a coincidence.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously it wasn't, and it begs the question, why were they separated?
Sure,
and as
sure,
it turns
sure.
out, it was done deliberately.
Yes. I mean, I guess the hard thing about talking about this documentary, especially because it's going into the cinemas, is that the less we give away about it, the better. I don't want to go onto the radio and start telling people to go see The Sixth Sense, because Bruce Willis is really good at playing a ghost. But there was some very dark reasons as to why they were separated. I don't want to give too much away for the audience.
I don't think it would discourage people.
No,
well, I mean, it's been written about quite extensively
Anyway, exactly.
So they could look it up online and find out.
Very true. Spoiler alert.
It was an experiment, a nature versus nurture experiment.
Yes, it was. They were separated after 6 months and placed in different families, one upper class, one lower class, one middle class, and scientists were studying the effects of nature versus nurture on children. And that's as much as I kind of should tell you.
Though in general terms, that in itself is extraordinary in that, and the particular psychology did that wasn't alone in these kind of, they seem to have free rein into what they could do to people.
Yeah, I mean, this was this happened in the 70s, 60s and 70s. So the world was a very different time back then. Like in psychology, the understanding of psychology was a very different place. So the parents didn't know that the triplets had brothers. They didn't know. They were told it was they were studying the adopted children, but they didn't tell them it was to do with nature nurture, and they were separating these triplets. They weren't told that until the study shut down, when the triplets kind of reunited, and they, you know, if you see the film, you'll see the reasons why it was shut down.
Yeah.
You know, people have tried to make this film before, to be honest. They've tried to, I think this is the fourth attempt at this documentary, and it's been shut down before. There was three attempts. I think actually one film was made, it was completed in the 80s, about this very subject, and just before they went to show it, it was shut down. So even when we were in the edit and we were making this documentary, we were thinking at any point the plug could be pulled on this whole documentary.
For legal reasons?
Well, for reasons you'll see in the film.
Yeah, okay.
yeah.
Jesus, you're frustrating.
So buy a ticket. Yeah.
But the thing is, I suppose, when they initially met each other as adults, their entire focus was how similar they were.
This is it.
And is it eerie how similar they seem to be? Because I suppose apart from being identical, they all have the common experience of being adopted. So that's something else to bring them together.
I mean, they were absolutely identical in their mannerisms. You know, they smoked the same kind of cigarettes. They were all wrestlers. I remember these people had grown up in separate houses, completely separate households. They liked the same kind of music. They liked the same kind of clothes. They all liked older women, apparently. This was one of the others. So on the surface, they were very, very similar, you know. But it's like everything. It's like a relationship. You know, when you meet somebody for the first time and you kind of fall in love with them, you only see the similarities. Like, you only see those things that you want to see initially.
Yeah.
Again, I'm just going to frustrate you even more. As the film goes on, you'll see that may change. Those things may change throughout the film, the similarities within them. As I said, on the surface, they were very, very similar people. But
yeah. That's what this documentary is really about. It's about nature versus nurture.
Yeah.
I suppose the story of the brothers is a kicking off point to explore that idea.
Yeah. When Tim, the director, who's a very, very clever director, when he went out to make this film, he went to make a film about just the brothers, like. And we discovered over the course of time that there was a much bigger story here. Like, this was a story about, like you said, nature versus nurture, about the effects of parenting on your children. And it's so nice to be able to tell a story like that we, you know, I think another documentary was made whereby it was focused on the experiment and it was focused on nature versus nurture, but not through the eyes of the triplets. I think that was the clever thing. I think that's been the success of this film, is that we see this film through their eyes. Like, we go on this journey with them. And it's a roller coaster. It's a real roller coaster, you know.
Well, you're the editor of the movie. And at the end of that process, were you convinced one way or the other? Just on the general question of nature versus nurture, do you think that you're a pre-programmed sort of fleshy robot and it doesn't really matter how you're brought up, you're going to be the person you are?
You know what? And Tim's the same, the director. We throughout the film, as we were making it, we flip and flop between the two. Like, you know, there's some very convincing arguments for nature and nurture in the film. And even in interviews that we didn't put in. I don't know. I mean, it's the age old question. It's huge. Like, it's who's going to have the answer to that? My instinct is that you know, nature is quite strong, but nurture can always overcome it. I think I would like to think that, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm very close relationship with my parents, and I see a lot of similarities between me and my brothers and sisters. And
So is your indecisiveness a result of nature or nurture? We'll never know. Michael, thanks very much for coming into us. That's Michael Hart there.
So
he's
much.
The editor of Three Identical Strangers.
Tonight that
comes out.
It's 6:30, which is really nice, because it's a cinema that I haven't, or that I grew up in and watch films. And so they're showing it at 6:30 tonight. And it's nice to bring it back to Ireland and show Irish audiences this film.
Michael, thanks a million for coming into us today.